Woodbine fell to Lennox last week after Lennox was able to take care of the offensive side of the ball. Lennox went into the game seeing an entirely different defense than what they saw in the film room, but that did not stop them in their perseverance to execute and drive downfield.
So Woodbine, you know, they had some, they're younger athletes, but they're very good physical athletes. You know, their offensive line was big, their two receivers were good, and their quarterback is a really good quarterback. You know, defensively, you know, we had to know where their weapons were. We had to do alignment assignment football. We've all got to be on the same page. And then offensively, you know, our kids came out and they came out in a different defense than what we had anticipated practice all week. So that took us a couple series to get that figured out. And then, you know, ultimately once we were able to get a hat to hat, and run the ball a little bit, then our play action opened up, and then Gabe was able to do a little damage throwing and running as well.
Quarterback Gabe Funk passed 8 of 13 for 160 yards and 4 touchdowns for Lennox last week. He relied on Donald Basher for 2 touchdowns and 84 yards in the game, as they were on point downfield. They may not have had much experience together before, but it looked like a collective effort between the two that pushed the Tigers downfield.
Yeah, it's kind of a progress throughout the year. They hadn't really played much together up until this year. And Donald is a senior this year, and he's really changed his body and gotten bigger and stronger in the weight room and, you know, doing all those things right. And then ultimately it just comes down to, you know, practice, repetitions, and doing the small things right. And Gabe's been quarterbacking for us for, I think this is year 3. And, you know, so he really knows the ins and outs of the offense. And him and Donald just getting on the same page, you know, really beneficial.
Lennox passed a test last week in the secondary against Woodbine, a team that liked to throw downfield, as the Lennox secondary defense passed the test with flying colors. Dawson Evans, Laramie Stokes, and Gabe Funk were downfield protecting the secondary and were able to stand up to the test against Woodbine. They held Broden Pryor to 142 yards and 1 passing touchdown, as Gabe Funk earned a pick 6 for a touchdown and Gio Cruz had a fumble recovery. Head coach Cole Bond was proud of his team's communication and the physicality in the game.
You know, coming into that game, we hadn't seen a ton of balls thrown. You know, we haven't, not many passing teams that we've seen this year. And, you know, so it was a test for those back end, those three, you know, Gabe, Laramie Stokes, and Dawson Evans. It was a test. And, you know, the big thing for them was just communication. You know, they had to be in the same coverage. They had to know what guys they had and just talking and just fly to the football. You know, we got to get 8 hats to the ball, whether it's a catch, it's a run. We got to be physical at the point of attack and get 8 hats to the ball.
Lennox is taking on Audubon tonight, a team that is opposite of Woodbine in their offensive game plan. The Wheelers rely on the running game of Evan Ault and Aaron Olson, who both have over 1,000 rushing yards each this season. Olsen has rushed for 1,133 yards and 15 touchdowns, while throwing for 482 yards and 4 touchdowns. Ault has rushed for 1,084 yards and has earned 17 touchdowns for Audubon this season. These are the two that Lennox is trying to force into tough situations to put a stop to their offensive momentum.
Yeah, you know, their quarterback and running back, I think they're both over 1,000 yards. They do a phenomenal job running the ball. Coach Burks is a great coach and does great things with his athletes in space. You know, it's going to come down to, they do different formations. We're going to have to align correctly. He's going to motion you. They might bring double pullers back across formation. You know, it's definitely going to be a gap sound football. You got to know your gap. You're going to have to own your gap. Because if you get out of line or you try to do too much work, or somebody else's job, you know, then they're going to find that hole and then they're going to make a play. So, you know, we've got to eliminate their big run plays and their play action plays. They've got a lot of success off of those as well. So, you know, the corners can't fall asleep out there, even though they're running the ball a lot. So it's going to take 8 guys doing their job to get the job done.
The key to success for Lennox is the continuous communication. If the team continues the communication and the level of effort, then the big plays will answer back for Lennox. They have big answers in their running game of Gabe Funk, Jordan Martin England, and Dalton Kitzman to help keep their offense going in the right direction.
You know, it comes down to, you know, the basis. Coach Nardini is going to have those offensive line ready. You know, just getting to your guy. Once again, communication is huge. You get to the point of attack, you get that guy up out of there. I mean, just giving Gabe, JJ, or Dalton a chance to run the ball. You know, just give them a little seam and just, you know, 4 or 5 yards at a time. And, you know, eventually you keep doing that and hopefully wear down their defense a little bit. You know, then with Gabe, you know, big plays can happen. It's just a matter of time with him to find a little hole and fly down the sidelines. But, you know, it's going to come down to alignment, assignment, and who does the job right.
Lennox travels to Audubon to take on the Wheelers tonight with a kickoff at 7 p.m. You can catch a live broadcast of the game right on KSLM 96.5 or audio streaming on our website at westerniowatoday.com. Both myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West will be on the call with a pregame show at 6:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.